Hey everyone, welcome to Apostolic Revival Ministries. This is your host, Jackson Calvo. And today I have one question for you. Does time run out for man to seek God? The answer is yes. And it's interesting to see if we take a step back and we study the human beings, humanity has always tried to find a way into immortality. If we study carefully, they have been doing this for years in science and all these inventions and all these medical studies. They try to make man immortal. But the answer to the question I asked you before, time does run out for man to seek God, because human beings are limited in this world. We are limited. The Bible even says it. We only have a couple of years. We're only going to be here for a certain time. But God, my friends, God is eternal. And that's something about God that we cannot change. You know, a lot of human beings try to be God, but they can't be God because they can't be eternal. And going back to the question that we had at the beginning of the show, does time run out for man to seek God? And it's actually very beautiful what the prophet Isaiah says in chapter 55, verse 6. And it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." If you pay attention to that word, it says, while he may be found. This word while is indicating a limited time that human beings have to seek God. And that's why it is very important what we do with our time. It's very important what we do with the years that God has given us. Perhaps in our youth, perhaps you're a little bit older, perhaps you're in your teenage years. You know, this is the time that God has given us as human beings to seek him while he may be found, because there's going to be a day where we're going to hit our deathbed. There's going to be a day where we're going to be in the grave and we're not going to be able to react anymore and perhaps kneel before God and seek God and seek him now that he is found, that he is close to us. The Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God. It should be number one in our priority list to seek God, to be connected to God. The promises of God when we seek him are beautiful. Let's look at what the word of God says. James chapter 4, verse 8. The Lord is so beautiful the way that he talks to us. And look what he says through James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God. And this is a promise for you. This is a promise for me. When we seek God in prayer, when we seek God in church, when we go after him with everything that we've got, he promises something. He promises you something. And he promises me something. And look what the word of God says. This is a promise for you, and this is a promise for me. Remember this. It says, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh to you. It is a promise that you must hold on with dear life. Because when you seek God, you better believe it, brother and sister. You better believe it, my friend. He will be there. He will meet you at that meeting point. He will meet you at your need. He will meet you at that place of prayer. He will meet you at that place of intercession. Because God is a God of promises, and he's faithful to those promises. And when he says that if we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. He will get close to us. And a lot of people say, well, I'm a sinner. Well, I've done this. I have done that. You know, I'm too much caught up with my past. You know, all these things in my past just keep coming to my mind. The word of God said that there is therefore now no condemnation. If you come to Christ, that Christ takes your condemnation off. And he gives you freedom, and he gives you liberty in order for you to just experience his grace and experience his mercy in your life. Today, you can take out some time and draw nigh to God. It would be a special moment. He will be there waiting for you because He loves you. God bless you. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining today in your weekly Apostolic Revival Ministry podcast. Tune in next week as we talk about the grace of God in our lives and its power. This is your host, Jackson Calvo. God bless you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.